I'm Dr. Ward Bond, and I welcome you to Life Changing Wellness, Episode 18. Today, we talk healthy, holy matrimony, the keys to a successful marriage with Mylon and Christy Lefevre. So stay tuned for another life changing episode.
This is Dr. Ward Bond's Life Changing Wellness.
Life Changing Wellness.
Here's Dr. Ward Bond.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And before we begin, if you could just do me a favor, please head over to iTunes for the interview with my guest today. Rate it and review the show for me. Let's do a 5-star review. You know, this is a 5-star show, and which I would greatly appreciate. And I encourage you to look up my show page on radiomd.com/Dr. Bond. Well, my guests today are Mylon and Christy Lefevre. And Mylon was born into a gospel-singing family, the Lefevres. And when Mylon was 17 years old, his first song, Without Him, was recorded by Elvis Presley. Over the next year, 126 artists recorded Mylon's songs, and at 19, he made his first album and has sold millions since then. From playing stadiums, coliseums, and getting high with some of the biggest rock stars in the world, to be strung out on heroin and cocaine, he was trapped in a seemingly hopeless pit of depression and loneliness. But then in 1980, he gave his heart to Christ, and since then released 12 CDs, traveled over 1 million miles, has been honored with a Grammy Award and 2 Dove Awards, and then sold another 1 million records. And in 2004, Mylon was awarded an honorary doctorate from Life Christian University. And in 2005, he was inducted into the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame. And in 2007, inducted into Georgia Music Hall of Fame. His latest CDs focus more on worship and praise. And today, with his wife Christy, they travel all over the world spreading the gospel, recently filming their new television show. And Mylon has gone from the life of rock and roll to standing on the rock. So let's welcome to the show, Mylon and Christy Lefevre. Well, Mylon and Christy, it's great to have you today. And
Thank you, sir.
What an honor, Dr. Bond. We're glad to be with you.
Well, before we get started with our subject today, healthy, holy matrimony. I want to tell you something. And Mylon, I know that you know the story, but my listeners don't. And back in 1986 in Houston, Texas, in an arena called the Summit, a 17,000 seat concert venue that is now the home to Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church, my wife and I attended a sold out Mylon Lefevre and Broken Heart concert. And we both dedicated our lives to Christ that night. We met you backstage. And my wife, Michelle, and I have been married 30 years this year. And since we're talking holy, healthy matrimony, I think this interview was 30 years in the making.
Brother, that makes my day. Man, that blesses me. I cannot tell you how cool that is.
Well, it almost seems like yesterday, to tell you the truth, because I still remember the moment, you know, going backstage and meeting you. There were so many people, but hey, what can I say? It changed my life, and here we are 30 years later talking on the radio.
Well, you know, man, I remember that gig. I remember that auditorium that, you know, it sort of runs together. If you're on the road as many, I've been on the road now 57 years. In some capacity with a band or traveling as a minister or something. But you remember those coliseums and stadiums, and more than you remember actually what happened at each one. You meet, you know, 17,000 people is a lot of people, and you meet maybe 150 of them, but you can't remember them all. But, man, that is the ultimate. I mean, that's the reason that I'm still alive, sir, is to see that. The Word of God, as you know, never comes back void. And everywhere you share it, good things happen. Some people believe, some don't. But the ones that do, oh my goodness.
Let me ask you this, Mylon, because, you know, we're talking about marriage, a healthy marriage today. So why don't you give us a great introduction to your wife, Christy?
Well, Christy is the love of my life. I mean, I cannot tell you how. I don't just like Christy, and I don't just respect Christy. I really adore her, man. I mean, I see the goodness of God in bringing her to me. You know, the Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. He needs help. He needs a helpmate.
Yeah.
And I'm her helpmate, and she's mine. Christy is her integrity and her desire to serve the Lord. She actually puts him first, but I don't mind being second to him. It's what makes her such a magnificent wife. And because of our love, and you know this is true, until you understand who love, God is love. Until you understand who love is, you can't really love. Until you learn to love God and to receive the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts by His Spirit, you can have relationships and you can like people and you can be affectionate with them. You can be compassionate or passionate with them, but love is a commitment. It's not a feeling or an emotion. It's the sharing of God. And, Christy is an amazing, I'm just constantly amazed, as I watch her develop as a person in His image. It's amazing.
Well,
anyway,
this
is for y'all.
Hello.
Hey, Christy. It's great to have you on this show. And, it's amazing because we both follow each other on Instagram, and I always love, looking at the pictures that you post because you're always together. You're enjoying the moment, but you're enjoying the moment together. You're making a memory. And of course, I like motorcycles. So knowing that you ride a Harley, we've got something that we're definitely interested in. But we've got two great women, and we like bikes. So what else is great is better than that? Except we both love the Lord, right?
Come on, Ward, you preach it now, son.
Let me put this question to Christy here. And Christy, what is the most important choice that we can make in order to have a good marriage?
I think the most important is that Mylon and I have agreed that the Word of God is the final authority. It's the last word in our home and in our marriage. That's why we're not fighting or contending for the last word. We've both agreed to that the Word of God is the last word. It's the final word. And so for us, then that means that there's no arguments when the Word of God is the last word.
Yeah. We're not
exactly
fighting over, I don't have to be in control and she doesn't either. We desire for the Holy Spirit to be in control and lead us. And when He is, we got nothing to fuss about.
Well, then let me ask you this. Every marriage, every now and then, will have a disagreement. And what is the best way to handle the disagreement, especially when we're not supposed to allow the sun to go down upon our anger, so to speak?
Well, we do. First of all, we don't. We pray together every night before we go to sleep, just like we pray together in the morning. Our normal day, I was a musician, so I don't get up early like a lot of people. I was used to coming off stage late with a lot of adrenaline. And, we had to load out 88,000 pounds of gear into a truck. And then after ministering to the people, we'd go get a shower. We'd probably get in bed sun up, By the time we watched the show, we had to watch the show every night, make sure we're eliminating mistakes. And so by the time we all got wound down, got something to eat, and gassed up fueled up the bus and the truck, it was 3 o'clock in the morning by the time we got on the road. We'd have to get to another city by 10 and set up. So we get up. When we get up, we spend some time in the Word. And the last thing we do is we pray at night. We talk about the things that are going on in our lives. But like you said, we're always together. We choose to be. We don't just like each other. We love each other, but we also like each other. And we choose to share a laugh.
We don't just work together every day and we travel. We're together pretty much 24/7, but we also play together.
Yeah.
And that's so important that you have those times of enjoyment and laughter and romance. So that's why when we go preach certain places, like if we're near the mountains, then we go skiing while we're there ministering.
Yeah, we minister in Calgary, Alberta, usually once a year. And we take our skis and go over to Banff for a few days. Or if we're out in if we're in Hawaii, we take our scuba gear and our wherever God sends us, we try to have some fun while we're there. We'll rent some motorcycles and take off up the coast, or we just try to have fun serving God. I really believe, Ward, that a lot of unsaved people would be Christians if they knew how much fun it is, how good God is, and how much fun it is to be His child and to serve Him. I think that most unsaved people think we Christians are in jail and we're not getting to go to the party. They don't understand this is the party. We know how to sin. We haven't forgotten how to raise. We just found something better.
Well, yeah, well, you know, I've been reading one of my favorite books of all times by Bruce Wilkinson, The Secrets of the Vine, and he says in one of the latter chapters where, you know, we all know that God loves us, but when you really sit down and understand that God actually likes us, it brings a whole new meaning. You know, so we need to understand that he's not standing over us with a big hammer and taking notes of all the bad things that we do. He's actually wanting us to succeed and prosper and enjoy the life that he's given us. So that's what we need to do. But now let me ask you this, for those that are listening, and let's say, you know, for an example, maybe a man is driving down the road. He's listening to this episode and he's going to work. He's going to a job he probably doesn't really like, but he doesn't get to spend time with his wife all day like you do. And then he comes home and he's a little irritated and frustrated. What kind of advice would you give to men and even working women that come home that haven't seen their spouse for the last 8 or 10 hours? How can they keep that spark going and keep the smile on your face?
Well, first of all, if you really love somebody and you understand biblically, remember, Christy started out by saying, we make the Word of God the final word. Well, if we go to the Word of God, the difference in marriage and holy matrimony is the Holy One. You can't have anything holy without the Holy Spirit of God that comes to dwell in us when we accept Christ. And when we submit to Him, He produces, according to Galatians 5, He produces fruit, which is love, joy, peace, patience. I become a more patient husband, a more peaceful husband, a more joy-filled, loving, kind, gentle, good husband. A man with self-control, a man that can control his temper and his pride and his desire to get his way. Those things make me a better husband. But remember, you know, I'm not just the president and CEO of my ministry. When I come home, I'm the trash man, and I'm the guy that washes the dishes at the end of the meal. She cooks them, I wash them. We have our little chore.
There you go, Christy.
He cleans the dishes when I cook.
Exactly. And I'm not ashamed of that. Yeah. I love, first of
we
all,
help each other.
When we understand the Word of God, Ward, you know that there's an anointing. When I do something, God, when I become her helpmate and I really help her, I'm anointed to do that. When God offers me that job and I accept it, then there's a grace that comes from God on me to help her. When we married, I told her, I said, I love to ride motorcycles. I really enjoy that. And I love to scuba dive. She didn't want to get in the ocean where the sharks are. You know what I mean?
I'm with her on that one.
These things are important to me, that I get to do some fun stuff out there, because ministry's intense. And you're going to learn that when you're on the road and you're just serving other people, you don't get to do what you want to do, and we got to lighten it up a little bit and have some fun. And she said, I will do those things for you. And I said, well, honey, I'll do those things for you. What are they? Give me a list. So when I'm standing at the store and she's trying on something for the last 3 hours that I think is goofy, and or I'm standing in the bra department and I'm the only man there for 100 feet, I can either be patient and kind and let her do her thing with her makeup department, or I can be giving her a hard time about, are you through yet? Come on, man. I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I can do that to her, but I don't want her doing that to me on the back of my motorcycle when it's raining.
There you go.
Constantly doing. What I'm saying is
we both.
I want her to enjoy her life as much as I want to enjoy mine. And when I sow whatever it takes to help her to enjoy being God's daughter and to enjoy being a servant of the Most High God, then God takes care of that which is important to me.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of men need to realize that probably one of the, and Christy, you can back me up on this one, is that men need to learn that some of the simple romantic things they can do is simply helping their wife do some of the simple things around the house. And listen. Don't try to fix her, or don't try to fix a problem. Just listen. And am I saying that right, Christy?
Amen. That's a big amen. Yes. And he, you know, I love that about Mylon. First of all, let me say, Mylon honored me at the beginning. It really touched my heart. And I want to say that Mylon is, for me, the most wonderful man I've ever known. And I count it a great privilege that the Lord would trust me to be his wife.
Oh.
And I'm very thankful for the holy matrimony that we have. And it's precious to us. You know, the Word of God says to let marriage be held in honor.
Yes.
Let it be esteemed worthy and precious, especially dear. And, you know, in our culture today, marriage really isn't held in that high regard.
Yeah.
But in the Word, it's to be esteemed especially dear and worthy. And so Mylon and I really count, we value marriage and we value what God has given us as a gift. So we work at it every day and it's important to us. So for us, you know, with...
It's part of seeking first the kingdom of God.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the whole, you know, that's the whole answer to this, because, you know, you have to put him first no matter what. And,
yeah.
You know, God never broke a covenant with anyone. And, you know, when we put that ring on our finger, we have to remember that ring doesn't have a split in it anywhere. It's one solid piece. It's an unbroken covenant. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, they need to honor that. And also, a lot of people probably go into marriage when they should have never made the decision to, because they were not ready. Maybe they were not mature enough to do that. And, you know, I know love can be blind, but so is lust.
God is love. I think it's really important. People get this revelation. A lot of people marry and they think they're in love because they don't want to be alone. And they like that. And they enjoy being around them. And they enjoy their life more when they're together with people, and maybe it's for financial. There's a lot of reasons, but Christy and I share the Lord. His will is what Christy wants to do, and his will is what I want to do. I want the perfect plan and purpose of God to be accomplished so that when I get to heaven, God can say, good job. Well done, son. You were good. You did what I told you to do. You did it good, and you did it faithfully. And since we both are in agreement about what we want to do with our lives, it's really easy. We're not fussing and fighting about how to do it. I don't care if Christy hears God before I do. As long as we hear God, we're one flesh. And I really think it's important that people go into a marriage with realistic expectations. You know, Ephesians says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. I don't know how many husbands go into marriage wanting to give themselves for their wives. But that means I put her first in everything. I don't ever go get me a new motorcycle when there's something that she needs for the house. I really want her to know that other than Jesus Christ himself, she is the second most important thing in my life, and I won't let my daughter become second or my ministry become second. Nothing else is going to... I'm committed to giving her a safe, warm place to develop and grow and be whoever Christ wants her to be.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is love not 50-50 in a marriage relationship?
Well, because for God so loved that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So our example is God. And he loved us so much that he gave his very best, and he did it while we were yet sinners.
Yes.
And he did it with no strings attached. He loves us unconditionally.
Yes.
So in the marriage relationship, we love unconditionally, and we do that because his love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So we do have his love within us that enables us to walk in that love towards each other. And so I do want to say this. So Mylon and I aren't negotiating. When we do things for each other, we're not saying, I'll do this if you do that.
Right.
That's not love. When we love, I'm always looking for ways to prefer him, to honor him, prefer each other over one another's needs. And what happens is when you're both looking to give, then you both
Everybody
win.
Everybody wins, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't outgive each other, and you can't outgive God. And
well,
it pleases.
Yeah.
I mean, Ward, you have children.
Sure.
I have a daughter. When I see my son-in-law, Peter Furler, being good to my daughter, you know, Peter started the Newsboys. Peter is a good man, a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
But he takes good care of my child. He's good to her. Every time I see him, I'm so thankful. I mean, do I want to bless him? Sure I do. He's taking care of my child. Well, God is the perfect father. And he told me when I asked him for, I didn't even know it was Christy. When I was single and I was believing for a wife and I was asking God to bring me the right one, I had been married before. The first time I married, I was unsaved and I made a bad choice and I paid, you know, I reaped what I sowed. Mm-hmm. And then I was divorced and single. It was about 20 years ago and I was praying for God to restore to me what the devil had stolen from me. And I didn't know it was going to be Christy, but I was asking God for a godly woman. And he told me, he said, son, I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm going to give you, I asked him for his best. I mean, I went in the Word and I found Proverbs 31. I went and I wrote a petition to the Lord. It says, be anxious for nothing, but make your petitions known unto God with prayer and thanksgiving, and God will do it. So I wrote him a letter. I didn't know how to make a petition. But the dictionary said a petition is a specific request. So I wrote him a letter, and I basically asked for the best woman on the earth. And I extended my faith, and I praised him, and I worshiped him, and I did that every morning for about a year. And one day he brought Christy into my life and it was a no-brainer. He told me, he said, I'm going to give her to you. But he said, I'm going to be, and I mean this in a nice way. God doesn't ever talk rude to me, but he was gentle and yet firm in this. He said to me, I'm going to be watching. You call her your wife, but remember she's my daughter.
Oh, and that's good.
Part, yeah, I understood all of a sudden because I got a daughter. I remember telling my son-in-law, you know, be good to my child, please, and I'll reward you for it. I'll bless you for it. But, you know, I just really believe it's important that we treat, in other words, Christy's holy ground to me. She's not just a woman. She's definitely not my cook, and she's not the one who cleans my house. She is the help that I need from heaven, not just to do the will of God, but also to know and understand it, to pursue it, and to enjoy it.
Well, she's your other rib.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, go ahead, Christy.
Well, I'm just saying for the wife, it's the same, you know, there should be the same honor and reverence. I think that's what you're hearing here, is that we both honor each other's place in the marriage, each other's role. And there should be mutual honor and respect. You know, Ephesians 5:33 says that the wife should respect and reverence her husband. And I love this in the Amplified. And by the way, you're asking about practical things that we do. We actually read these verses to each other
daily,
and we say out loud. So I'll say out loud this promise to him. Let the wife see to it that she notices him, that she regards him, her husband, honors him, prefers him, venerates and esteems him, that she defers to him, praises and loves and admires him exceedingly. And so Mylon and I will read these verses to each other and make that commitment again, all over again, and remind each other of God's definition of holy matrimony.
And Ward, if I can interject this, sir.
Sure.
Any man who had a wife who would read him that and say, this is true in my heart, honey.
Yes.
I believe this about you. You and I both know that I have never been that man. That guy is a holy man, and I'm just mild. But it makes me want to do better every day. For her to release her faith and believe that I am that man, it sets a higher standard for me. Every time I hear those words, it's humbling, and it's a blessing. And it reminds me, this is who I'm called to be. And by the grace of God, I'm going to be a better husband today than I was yesterday. I'm going to be more patient. I'm going to listen better. I'm going to be kinder. I'm going to be more gentle. You know, I'm going to let this fruit of the Holy Spirit flow into my relationship with my wife. And I really believe, the tongue has the power of life and death.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And the way that we can, you know, the way that for us men, the way that we treat our wives, the Bible says, you know, we can hinder our prayer life if we mistreat them. And
exactly.
So we got to keep that in mind. But I know one thing, we can go on another hour, and I know that we're almost out of time, but there was one thing that both husband and wife in today's world, you know, they are setting the example for their kids. So if the husband and wife kiss in public, show affection towards one another, respect one another, then that's going to reflect and set up a better life for the children, that when they finally meet that person that they want to spend their life with, they're going to see what their parents were like and they want to emulate that. And, you know, and I have a daughter and I tell her, I said, you know, you're just going to have to realize that, you know, You bring a boy home, he's going to have to remember the only way through the daughter is through the father.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. So you're going to have to come through me first, but that's just how dads are. But anyway, I want to thank both of you for spending time with me on the show today, and we're going to have to get together again. And Mylan, I think you and Chrissy and myself and my wife, Michelle, and we're going to have to get, Dell and Cindy Wade, I think we're going to have to go have a motorcycle ride together one time.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
one
great.
One of these days, I'm going to go down and preach for Dell whenever he's ready, and maybe we can meet down in Kerrville and ride the Three Sisters or something.
Hey, that sounds good, because I know Bandera has a lot of great roads down there. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. For all my listeners out there, remember to catch every episode of Life Changing Wellness. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or go to my show page at radiomd.com/Dr. Bond. And again, if I could ask you a favor, please take 30 seconds, rate today's show, give it a great 5-star rating. I think we've given you a 5-star rated program today. And the reason being is we want to attract more people like you to the show. So if you do that, that gets us more visibility. And of course, it spreads the message of health, wellness, and today, especially healthy, holy matrimony. Well, you can learn more about me at drwardbond.com and check out my show page again at radiomd.com. And also, for those of you who want to check out more about Mylan and Christy Lefevre, head over to their website at mylan.org and check out the new book, Live Forever. It's a great story about Mylan Lefevre and his life on the road of hanging out with all the rock stars. But you know what? Like I said before, he went from a life of rock and roll to standing on the rock of Christ. So thank you for listening to Life Changing Wellness today. I'm Dr. Ward Bond. Have a healthy and blessed day.